It's time now for the opening commodity market report here on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2. Tom Rogers sitting in for Dave Tickey this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. The opening prices now from the CME Group and the grain exchanges, the wheat exchanges in Kansas City and Minneapolis. These do not reflect overnight trade, and they do reflect a lot of what's going on in the outside markets as people have started investing again in the commodities as the stock market soars and the oil prices go up as well. The December wheat in Kansas City this morning opened at 735 a bushel, up 10¾ cents. The March at 762, up 8¼. Minneapolis spring wheat today opened at 770. That was up 6 on the open. In Chicago, December wheat opened at 712 a bushel, up 19¼ cents. The March at 730, up 17¼. July wheat at 748, up 10½. December corn opened at 538. That's up 10¾ cents. The March at 554, up 10¾. May opened at 564, up 11½. July corn 573, up 11¾. September opened at 574, up 14 for next year. And December of 09 corn opened at 570½, up 11¾. In the soybean complex, the November bean contract opened at 11¾, up 18 cents. January, 11.50, up 20¼. March at 11.61, up 18¾. May, 11.77, up 22¾. The July of next year, 11.93 a bushel, up 33½ cents. And August of 09, 11.79, up 25¾. In the products, October soybean meal at 3.17 even, up 4.60. December, 3.18, up 4.20. Bean oil for October, 45.43, up 99. And the December contract opened at 45.70 this morning, up 80. In the CME Group livestock pit, the live cattle contract for October opened at 101.80, up 130. December, 102.75, up 102½. February opened at 103.10, up 140. And the April live cattle opened at 102.45, up 127½. October feeder cattle opened this morning at 105.15, up 97½. November, 104.65, up 82½. January, 104.90, up 135. To the hogs, October lean hog contract opened at 68.70, up 87½. December, 66.20, up 115. Lean hogs for February, 71.25, up 112½. And April lean hogs opened at 75.55, up 52½. Pork bellies for March opened at 90.80, up 160.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Well, as mentioned, the outside markets are going back up again on a promise of federal assistance for some of the ailing financial firms. The crude oil contract for November is up $4.66 a barrel so far today at 102.20. The U.S. dollar index is down 15 now at 78.04. The CRB index is at 355.84. That's up 4.82. On Wall Street now, the Dow is up 287 points, not quite as high as it was on the open. That's standing out at 11,307. The NASDAQ is up 45 points at 2244. The S&P up 31½ points at 1238. Now seeing the current trade in the commodity markets, the wheat is in the 11 to 15 cent range up in Kansas City, 6 to 17 cents up in Chicago. Corn is up between almost 9 cents and 15½ cents on the May contract. And soybeans, and nearby is up 11, up to about 26¾ cents up on the deferred for May. Joining us now with the look at the markets as we end this week, a very, very busy week in all of the economic world, Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Chuck.
Yes, good morning, Tom. It's been a wild week and certainly seen some historic events this week.
And the commodity markets are kind of just following what's happening elsewhere.
Yeah, I think earlier this week we suffered from some of these major AIGs and other funds that had to get out. Took a pretty big hit. We were finding some buying, but certainly, you know, hopefully the president's announcements today and things like that are going to lend stability to everything. Coming out of the highs from the days in the grains, but, you know, I think we could look at it if we can close positively today, that would be a step in the right direction to find a base in all these markets.
Now, are the fundamentals of the markets in grains right now just sort of being ignored, or are people, are traders keeping that in the back of their minds?
I think it's in the back of their minds, but when you talk to folks in Chicago, I mean, yesterday AIG could compare it to a huge elephant, and when it's walking around stepping on the commodities, it's certainly hard to get anything, you know, constructive going, or the fundamentals, again, have been put on the back burner. You know, fundamentally, we'd be pretty positive to the market. I mean, there is some talk of a potential frost or freeze coming in around the end of the month, the 1st of October. Certainly very important to this crop as late as a lot of the crop is around the country.
But right now, that's not being figured in. I mean, we're seeing increases, obviously, but this is all driven by Wall Street, by other outside markets, I guess.
Yeah, certainly that has been, again, this week especially devastating to some of the grain prices. But the good news, again, we've seen some buying come in. And as we look forward, you know, next week, I think one thing that's from the fundamental side, we are going to see a lot more guys out in the field next week, Tom. I think that's a fundamental. The market's been waiting for harvest data. We've seen some early numbers. But, you know, I think next week will be the first good week where we see a lot of you know, eastern Corn Belt farmers anyway get out in the field. So fundamentals will come back around, but the first step we needed to see as the government action comes in, that was really needed to stabilize everything.
What is all this outside activity doing for the technical picture for the charts?
You know, that was a good question because we talked about yesterday with a lot of the guys we work with, and, you know, the technicals were looking pretty weak. You could be terribly oversold, but the market, if it didn't find a bottom with those kind of prices we saw yesterday, could have let December corn drop all the way down to that 504 level, that low we made a while back, and that certainly was something we wanted to avoid. On the bean side of it, if you broke $11, you could have headed down to 1050 area on the November contract. So we were at kind of a critical juncture, and fortunately, again, this news has come out, and we can close here. I think we've turned a corner, and we're going to avoid some of those lows that we had worried about just yesterday.
In the next few days, as far as a producer goes, talked to another analyst today, Jackie Vakes, had mentioned, you know, maybe it's just time to sit tight, hold off, wait for all the roller coaster to come to a full and complete stop, as they say, you know, just sit this one out. Is that something a producer should be thinking about?
Yeah, I think our strategy for guys who are getting ready to harvest, a lot of them have some sold, but our view would be if you can at all store or hold on to this crop, we think that's going to be a positive reward for the guys that can hold this crop, that higher prices, whether by the fundamental side of the equation, come back around and well rewarded again for guys who can hold it. If you can't hold it, probably some buybacks in the coming weeks. Reownership is probably a valid strategy with what we're going through after the bailout by the government.
All right. Anything else to add this morning?
No, I think it's encouraging so far, and again, what we would like to see is a base being built here. Certainly going to need to see some follow-through come Monday. If we close up today, Tom, we want to see follow-through next week.
All right. Thanks for your time, Chuck.
Thank you, Tom.
That's Chuck Shelby at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Somebody from Risk Management joins us every Friday on the Opening Market Report. Current trade now in Kansas City. The wheat contract for December is now up 9¾ cents. It's at 744 a bushel. The March is at 769, up 15¼ cents. December wheat in Chicago at $7 even, up 7¼. March wheat at 719, up 6¼ cents now. Dease corn now trading at 537, up 9¾ cents in Chicago. The March at 553½, up 10¼. May corn at 568, up 15½. July of next year, 572½, up 11¼. Beans, the nearby November contract is up only 12 cents right now at 11.28, 12¼ up on the January contract, 11.42. But in the deferred contracts, the March is at 11.63, up 20¾ cents, and the May is up 26¾ at 11.77. Soybean meal right now is up 60 at 3.13 even. October bean oil is at 45.20. That's up 76. The live cattle contract for October now is at 101.35. That's up 85. December at 102.45, up 72½. September feeder cattle right now are trading at 107.85. That's up 55. The October at 105.10. That's up 82½, or 92½ rather. Lean hogs for October are currently trading at 68.60. That's up 92.5. I mentioned the lean hogs for December, 66.15, up 110. And February pork bellies are now trading at 90.40. That's up 220. Outside markets again, where everybody seems to be looking at the past few days. Crude oil up 466 a barrel, as mentioned, at 102.20. The CRB index now trading at 356.12. That's up 510. The U.S. dollar index 78.15. That's down 38. And we don't have the metals right now, so we can't give you that. But the stocks are as follows. The Dow is back up around 300 points at 11,319. The NASDAQ is up 44, about 2% at 22.43. The S&P is up 2.5%, 32 points at 12.38. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.